Hello, I'm Josh.
And I'm Christy, and you're listening to the Dr. Josh and Christy podcast,
where we help you become a family who lives, loves, and leads well. Hello and welcome back to the Dr. Josh and Christy podcast. We are super excited to have our guests today, Ryan and Mackenzie Kaiser. Ryan played football for Penn State University.
Which Josh is like a super fan. Like not a fan. You're a super fan.
Yeah, I do. I love following Penn State football. And of course, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know who we are. I mean, there's a deep emotional connection there, obviously, with my dad taking me to games as a kid growing up and just a lot of those types of memories. So, in that, I want to dive into this interview because what's really cool about this is Ryan and Mackenzie, Ryan played football. They're both athletes. And so part of the podcast is interviewing leaders, you know, from all sectors, from ministry to military to athletes to singers and artists and that type of thing. Both of these guys are athletes. Ryan, as I said, played football for Penn State. Mackenzie also played soccer in college for Eastern University in Pennsylvania. And so, but what's unique about them is they decided to get married in college.
Mm-hmm.
And God was doing some cool things in their hearts. And we want to just invite you into that conversation. Like, you might even be a parent today who's listening and you have teenagers or, you know, kids in college and you're a little nervous because they're in love or they met, you know, they're with their high school sweetheart and you're like, oh, maybe we need to wait. This is a couple that has done it. They have done it well. And it is not without obstacles either, which we're going to talk about today. And
they've walked a very difficult road really well.
And
They're about to walk another one. Mackenzie is pregnant. Yeah. She is 39 weeks pregnant. So she could go into labor while we're on this podcast. We hope not. Well, actually, that could be really cool.
It'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So welcome, Ryan and Mackenzie.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. Hey, tell us a little bit as we dive in here, because just to also, you guys are now doing ministry at Penn State, leading Bible studies and that kind of thing, working with the football team also and Bible studies and things like that. Ryan and Mackenzie, how did you guys first meet? You guys were in high school. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we actually started going to the same church in Middleburg, Pennsylvania, where Mackenzie is from. Called Grace Covenant Community Church. We were going there, and I remember in ninth grade, so we had met before, you know, I saw her before, but in ninth grade when there was a moment where I just remember seeing Mackenzie, and it was like the first time I saw her, and it was, I don't know how to describe it, but I was like, man, there's something about that girl.
Ninth grade. I mean, that's like babies.
Yeah.
The funny thing was too, before we started talking, my mom and one of her friends would always joke and they're like, oh, you're gonna marry that kid someday, and I was like, that kid doesn't even know I exist, probably not.
My goodness.
Here we are.
Now we're married.
That's incredible.
And about to be a family of three.
That's yes. Right.
So tell us a little bit about so your high school sweethearts and you're going to two different schools as well. Now all of a sudden, I just want to fast forward to college here because I want to get into some of your journey. You guys decide to get married, and I can't imagine, Ryan, you're playing Division I football. So, I mean, on campus, I can't imagine the temptation, just the attention that brings. What brought you to this decision to get married early while you were still in college?
Yeah, so actually, the funny thing is we got married right before training camp. So that was kind of our honeymoon, basically. It was 2 days, and then I went to training camp, which was crazy.
Mackenzie, you're a good woman.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's amazing. So I guess I would say, like, there was a point, like, where we knew we wanted to be together. We were sure, and you know, our relationship had been tested through, you know, through trials and fire. And I was, reading a scripture came to mind in First Peter. It talks about, you know, going through trials and it tests the genuineness of our faith. And going through those trials, I think, and, you know, we really knew our relationship was genuine. It was real. When we went to college, both of us were able to have experiences where we really developed a genuine relationship with God. And that was the moment, you know, because of that relationship was a priority. I think that really helped, you know, us knowing what was right.
Mackenzie, for you, how did you, because I can imagine with him traveling on the football team and that kind of thing, were there any fears that you had about your relationship or any, you know, you were going to two different schools at the time. What was that like for you guys? Like how did you handle some of those, like maybe insecurities or even building trust with each other?
I think a lot of it came through communication with each other and just really just kind of talking through those struggles and talking through with other people, just kind of how we were feeling and what we were feeling. I mean, it was definitely hard on the weekends that he would travel. I mean, he's gone, he's away. It was just hard, but I mean, we had just gotten married. The whole marriage thing was new. And then you have, you know, him gone every other weekend or whatever. However,
three weeks for training camp.
Yeah, 3 weeks for training camp. So I think just like the communication was a big key in our relationship and our marriage at that time. And just being able to communicate with each other and really focus on the time that we had together was a big thing. And just making, like, discussing what quality time was for us and figuring out just how to balance all of it.
I was just going to say that, the balance of it, because you think about it, you're both in college, so you have the school part, you have the athlete part, which is a huge part, I know, travel and training and all the things. And then you've got the, oh yeah, and then we're married, so we got to figure out also how to like make a marriage work and be friends. Like, you have your teammates and, you know, friendships and stuff, and you still live in college life. Like, that's a huge balance. So what do you think for you guys, like, if you can bring, you know, go back to those early years, what were like one or two keys that were really critical for you guys to make it through those years?
I think one of the things is just sacrifice, you know, just understanding and, you know, knowing that, you know, your spouse is a priority. For example, like, if I were done with practice, I wouldn't just go out with my friends. I would go home. And if I wanted to do something with my friends, I would, you know, go home first and talk to Mackenzie about it rather than just going and doing something without mentioning it to her. Just realizing it's not all about you anymore. Which I think it's a good thing, because it's not all about us. And just getting to serve each other and grow with each other was, just an awesome opportunity.
That's incredible. Mackenzie, what about you? What would you say there?
I think finding the time together, you know, like Ryan said earlier, like, he wouldn't just run off with his friends. Like, that was times that like we needed together, because that might not have been, because there wasn't much other time that we had together. You know, with the schedule that Ryan had with school and with football, he was busy. He was gone a lot. So I think just kind of prioritizing each other over running around with friends or stuff like that. And I think that was a big key that helped me too. It's just knowing that he was willing to kind of give that up and come home and spend time with me and stuff. So,
yeah. So you self felt like a priority in his life.
Yeah. Yep.
Can I add something too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I was also thinking, just as far as just Mackenzie, cause she was working and she brought in most of the income at that time. Wow. And just her being able to support my dream to play football at Penn State, and her being selfless, her laying her life down was so vital, I think, in that early part of our relationship, just her supporting me. And, you know, I want to support her, and I think it comes in season. So she was in a time where she was supporting me in that vision, and going into the future here, you know, we definitely want to support each other's dreams.
Can I just stop and say, for being in college, I wish I would have had half of the maturity you guys have when you were in college.
The wisdom.
And to understand sacrifice.
Yeah.
To understand.
Well, a lot comes from reading your blog.
Yeah, that was later years. These are later years. College, I was a mess, man. So you know, as you guys, you know, you tell us a little bit about, because in some of your journey, part of it was also the people you surround yourself with, right? I mean, bad company corrupts good character. Obviously, there's a lot of bad character out there. There's a lot of people, you know, tell us a little bit about that, like who you surrounded yourselves with and what that was like in terms of support that you had.
So it was really cool because Ryan was pretty connected when already when I decided, when we decided to get married and move up here, he was already connected with the church up here and just different couples within that church. So it was really cool to be able to move up here and have that church family and those older couples that were really there to help us through times when things got difficult and to just really guide us and kind of point us in the right direction. And
yeah, I love that. You guys actually, let me before we jump into this next thing, because there's a point at which your story takes a little bit of a turn, and just kind of to whet your appetite for those who are listening, there's a turn here in this story that was pretty radical, and for this young couple, and early on in their marriage, and you guys have been married now about 3.5 years, and mm-hmm. getting ready to have your first baby, which we cannot wait. I'm going to draw this podcast out just to see if you know, as long as we can, just to see if that baby comes, but. You know,
that would be so cool.
We have listeners too who are of all different generations. Speak to for a minute your parents' generation, who might have teenagers, might have kids in college, and who are in love. They're with their high school sweetheart, but in today's culture, today's generation, it's like, well, you just need to wait. You need to get your education done. You need to get a job first. You need to get yourself set financially. And we hear your story, and Mackenzie's the one bringing in the income. And while you're pursuing your dream, like, tell us a little bit about what advice would you give, or what would you tell those parents who maybe might be worried right now that their children are thinking of marriage and college or that kind of thing?
I would say, like, to just know, if you know your kids' hearts and they're in love and their priority is God and that God's at the center of their relationship, to just really be supportive, because God's going to provide for them. Either way, God provided for us, and our parents were a huge support to us. I know, like, it was big for us, a huge blessing for me in the decision, like, when we were deciding to get married, was just the fact that my parents were willing to release me into Ryan's hands, and they trusted Ryan, and they trusted that he would take care of me, and that we would be able to support each other, and that we were going to make the right decisions financially, and we were going to be okay, and we were going to trust that God was going to really just take care of us. And I think just when you know that your kids are in that place with God, that for you to be able to release them and
I love that. Release
them, yeah, and give them your blessing to get married, that's just like a huge blessing. And I know that was a huge blessing for me. I don't know if you can talk about that.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, as you guys are just literally, I mean, potentially hours away from being parents. And it just opens up this whole new world of you want so badly to control and protect those kids, like those precious lives that you've been entrusted. And Mackenzie, you know, we know your parents and we respect them so much. And I just think it's so cool to have watched them, how truly open-handed they were. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, I mean, they truly were able to give you up, not just to the Lord, but to Ryan, because they knew, you know, God's plan for you. And they literally watched his hand in your life and were able to trust that. And, you know, I hope that for us as parents, I hope that for you guys as parents, you know, that we would be able to live that way with that open-handedness.
Right.
Your story takes a little bit of a twist, and I think this is important for every couple. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter how many years you've been married. Every one of us has a vow till death do us part, and in sickness and in health.
And for better, for worse.
And for better, for worse.
And you guys met the for worse and the sickness part and the almost till death do us part really early.
And I remember this, and Ryan, you correct me if I'm wrong here, but this was a practice where you got injured and you guys had just played Michigan, and I think Ohio State was on the schedule next. Is that correct?
Yep.
You were preparing for the Ohio State game.
Yep, that's correct.
So tell us a little bit about what happened. Take us into that story.
Yeah, so it was Thursday practice, which is a non-padded practice. And I, basically what happened was during one of our drills, basically I went up to catch a ball and I took an elbow to the stomach. And what happened was I thought the wind got knocked out of me, but apparently it somehow pressed my small intestine into my spinal cord potentially and ended up perforating my small intestine. And basically what happened was few days progressed and eventually I had to go to the hospital. Well, I had to go to the hospital right away, but I had to get sent to intensive care in Hershey. And that's, you know, went into some surgeries to the point where I had basically been in an induced coma for probably 5 or 6 days from Saturday to Thursday. And that was a really intense time. And I always say not necessarily for me, but for Mackenzie and our parents, because I was sleeping.
Yeah.
So I don't really remember any of it.
So,
but it was a really intense time for Mackenzie.
Yeah. Mackenzie, it was neat for me because I was able to be there at the hospital for a little bit of that. And just to see your strength through it. I mean, you guys, Ryan's a senior in college at this point. I mean, you guys had only been married, a year and a half at this point. I mean, tell Mackenzie, walk us through your journey through that, because, here you are, a young wife, and I mean, you have doctors making decisions. You have to be making decisions because now you're a wife, and your husband's in the hospital. And walk us through what this was like for you, fears and decisions, and I want to hear your side.
So yeah, well, all this, like when it started kind of taking a turn for the worse, when he started getting really bad and sent to Hershey, you know, my initial reaction was to freak out and to, you know, just kind of lose it and not know what's happening and just get really like scared and just the fear of not knowing what's going on or what's happening. And just all these doctors are saying all this different stuff. But right away in the beginning, as those fears started creeping in, I really felt like a supernatural peace just come over me. And I really felt God just saying to me, like, this is going to be okay. He's in my hands. Just trust me with this. And I think a lot of that comes from, like, if I hadn't had that relationship with God that I had before that, I wouldn't have been able to be in that place, obviously. But I'm very thankful that I had that relationship with God and I was able to, you know, lean on him in that time and not like put my identity in my husband and where he was at, because that just wouldn't have been good for either of us.
As a young wife and hitting situations like this, just tell us a little bit about that. Take us into your relationship with God. Like, what changed? What you made a mention that, you know, if my relationship wouldn't have been as good as it was at that time. Just as a young wife, what is your, was it prayer life? Was it, you know, reading the word, going to church, surrounding yourself? Because I love this idea of surrounding yourself with older couples. What did that look like for you?
I think it was just like the mixture of all that put together. I mean, just me spending my own time with God and really drawing near to him and my relationship with God. And I think by spending that time with God and growing closer with him, that was able to bring me closer to Ryan ultimately. And Ryan and I talk about this a lot, just like how important it is for us to be able to continue to grow in our relationship with God and get our time separately with God so that our relationship and our love for each other can continue to grow throughout our relationship.
At what point, cause now you're in this, you're in the hospital, and how long was it that you were in the hospital? What did this recovery look like? How long was this?
He was in the hospital for about a month. So he went through a series of surgeries. He was heavily sedated for about 5 days. And then, you know, they brought him off of this heavily sedativeness, and then he got moved, and then he actually had to go back under. The same thing happened during surgery. They had nicked a different part of his and testing, and the same thing started happening again. So he actually had to go back under and get another set of surgeries. So that put us back, pushed us back and put us in the hospital for a little bit longer. So we ended up being there about a month, and it was a struggle. It was a lot of sleepless nights and, you know, just the unknown. We just didn't know what was happening. I mean, doctors were great, very communicative and very helpful in explaining to me what was happening in terms that I was going to understand it.
Ryan, how did you guys grow closer through this?
Well, so my wife is amazing. She really laid her life down this month. Like, she took off of work, and she did not want to leave my side. My parents and her parents had to basically force her to go to the hotel and get a shower, because she just, you know, she was there the whole time. And wow. Eventually, yeah. So, I mean, the ultimate selfless act, I think, through all this, like, there was a time where she had to wipe my butt. It was that. Yeah. She laid her life down. And I can't even imagine, like, having to do that.
Usually that doesn't happen to we're married for 50 plus years. You guys are nailing that down after 1 year, right?
I worked in the daycare during this time, so I was familiar with wiping butts, but this took it to a whole new level.
Maybe that should be one of our marriage enrichment tips. Is
learn what? Become comfortable wiping. Yeah. You guys are going to be wiping another little butt really soon too.
That's so good. So you come out of this, because this also took a hit on some of your dreams in a way. I mean, because you, this was halfway through your senior season, so obviously the rest of your senior season. And for the show notes, we'll put some articles there so you can kind of take a look at Ryan, a little bit of Ryan's journey there as well. But, you know, then all of a sudden you lost a ton of weight. You lost a ton of muscle mass, obviously.
Right.
And so even part of this journey for you and your and Mackenzie was getting your strength back for you to go to Pro Day the following year. Like,
right,
you guys did this together, and I would see Mackenzie running. Tell us a little bit about that, like patterns that you have set in your marriage that have helped you guys even grow closer together, like working out and that type of thing.
Yeah. So we both love to work out. Mackenzie probably more than I do. So she's very supportive of that. I mean, just like you were saying, I lost a lot of weight, and just as far as, you know, eating and, you know, preparing meals together, just I think spending more time together. And you know, and then it was hard because I was working out on top of working and, you know, working hard as well. So that was, you know, more time. And just again, her being, you know, supportive in that, and, you know, just wanting me to chase after, you know, the dreams God has placed on my heart and get back to that place, because we believe that, you know, if this injury hadn't happened, I would have had that opportunity to do Pro Day and potentially, you know, play in the NFL. So we wanted to give that a shot again. And she was really encouraging through that whole process.
That's awesome. And then you did that, and just to kind of, you got back and you did,
yeah.
And you made it to basically the last cuts, right? In terms of with the Ravens.
Yeah. So basically I made it to rookie minicamp, which is just a tryout. I didn't make the team or anything like that, but, I could have potentially, if I would have made it to the next thing, it would have been to training camp, which would have been really cool. But that didn't end up working out, which is fine.
Which now what you're doing is impacting you're impacting a lot of lives there on campus at Penn State. Tell us a little bit about you and Mackenzie's ministry there.
Yeah, so we get to serve at Penn State just during this time where God, you know, has given us this sphere of influence to minister, to just share the love of Christ with people at Penn State in this time. And some really awesome stuff is happening. I get to work with the football guys still and do Bible studies and meet a bunch of new people on campus. And, you know, Mackenzie as well just gets to pour into, you know, different people's lives at the college age, which is really cool because it's where we just came from. And we just want to have that impact like other people did on us.
That's amazing. Can you guys talk about, like, Ryan, for you, I know football, like, when you talk about dreams, like, It's difficult when you have a dream that you, especially when one like that, where it requires so much time and investment and you sacrifice so much for this dream. Talk a little bit about that, because I think we all have dreams that are in our lives that we've gone after and they haven't worked out, like a dream that we've lost. How, like, what was that like for you guys in your marriage and just coming to the, to terms with, you know, evidently like the Lord just turning you and turning, you know, obviously, and it's amazing to see what you guys are doing now in ministry at Penn State. But before that, you know, when you're in that in between, when you just see the death of a dream and mm-hmm. you're sitting that in that together, like, what was that like for you guys?
Yeah, I think what I found is, you know, the closer you get to God and the more you seek him, the more your dreams just line up with his will and line up with what he wants. So really, I think that, you know, sometimes change. And when we're seeking God together, our number one dream really is to see people get to know Jesus. And we want to impact people. And, you know, a dream that Mackenzie has had for the longest time was to be a stay-at-home mom and to raise kids, raise children. And that's something that we're excited to step into in this next season. And I want to, you know, really be as supportive as I can is for her to be able to do that. So those dreams change. And I think just seeking God together and just talking about that and talking about your dreams together is really important.
Guys, you guys have mentioned a number of different, I think, key takeaways for all of us and for everyone who's married and at some capacity, no matter how many years we've been married. You mentioned the surrounding yourselves with other people, you know, surrounding yourselves with mentors who can walk with you. You've mentioned self-sacrifice, which I think is, if there's any one thing that describes you as a couple, even in light of, I mean, it goes as realistic as wiping a butt, but truly, even the sacrifice of Mackenzie for Ryan, for you to pursue your dream, and now you making sacrifices for her to be home with the kids as you guys build and grow your family. I think if there's anything, because the temptations that you've had or the temptations of being in college alone, not alone being a football star on the campus, like the idea of constantly pursuing each other ahead of, you know, everything else, that is something we all need to learn and take away from this conversation today and the way you guys prioritize your marriage.
And I loved what you were talking about too, Ryan, about just seasons, that there are seasons where you've supported, you know, she's supported your dreams and now you're in a season where you're wanting to support hers. And I think that is so wise. And I think that we've seen that in our lives. And I think in our marriage, and I think it's just such a neat, I guess, perspective to have in marriage for the whole course, like for the long haul, for the marathon of it all. And because it's so easy, I think, to become bitter and resentful that you are going after your, and here I am stuck at home just supporting you, you know, and here you are getting to fulfill your, whatever that is for you. And I'm getting the shaft or I'm getting the short end of the stick. And I just think it's just such wisdom to see that this is an ebb and flow. And how cool is that? Now, Mackenzie, like you're about to get your turn, your time, you know, how cool.
Yeah. It's exciting.
It is.
And as we close, I love the vision you guys have as a family, you know, to see other people come to know Jesus. And you put that at the front of your relationship. You put that at the front of your family and it just guides you. It guides in what you guys are doing.
And your decision-making and
Yeah.
So I just want to say, guys, we are incredibly proud of you guys. We're incredibly proud of your journey. And for any couple out there who's in high school sweethearts in college, and even for those parents who are fearful of this episode and going, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to let go of my children. When they find the right person, I hope this couple here today, Ryan and Mackenzie, I hope that they are...
just a beacon of hope, I think, for you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is possible and it's possible to do it really well. And you're going to get a really cute grandchild out of it one day.
guys, thank you so much for joining us. We are so grateful.
We love you guys. We're cheering you on.
Well, thank you guys. We love you too.
Yes, thank you guys. We love you guys.
For more information and resources, or to connect with us, go to drjoshandchristy.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Josh and Christy.
Be sure to head over to iTunes and subscribe to the Dr. Josh and Christy podcast. Write a review. The more positive reviews we get, the more people learn about it. Tell a friend and be sure to send us ideas, thoughts, and questions you may also want us to cover on the podcast.
It's an honor walking alongside you.
We'll see you next week.